As I said, the loud voices through this. We've heard from Chris Lucas on the line from the Murrows Hotel. Paul Dimitina, morning.
Yeah, g'day Neil, how you doing?
I'm okay. Basic question, what can we do to help?
Well, I reckon people helped yesterday. I think the phone here just rang off tap and I'm trying to get through. Got roughly about 1,000 emails for booking requests at the moment. So I suppose what people can do at the moment, we're trying to manage people's expectations with such limited, ridiculous numbers that we've been given indoors, just trying to manage the public's expectations of when they dine out again.
So if I go to Martin Pakula, or I'm talking to the health minister later, what do you want me to ask the health minister? What do you want?
We are imploring and begging them to allow us to go back to what we were in June, 1 per 4 square metres. The numbers at the moment are unworkable. And this is not about making profits, and I'm sick of people thinking that profit is a dirty word. You don't go into business to go broke, but at the same time right now, profit's not even on the agenda for us. It's getting our staff back into work. It's getting ourselves up and running again and trying to stay alive in our businesses. So we implore them to get us back to 1 per 4 square metres, give us some numbers inside that are workable. We are already with the most sanitised, clean venues you can see. You know, we're 5 times cleaner than what you're going to find at Woolworths and Coles or anywhere else. Okay. Give us an opportunity to trade and trade properly with some better numbers and keep our staff in work and make this workable rather than the unworkable numbers indoor.
I can understand the theory behind the baby steps. Now, if things are going to ease in a week and a half, 2 weeks, can you hang on?
God, give us maybe a week in the baby steps. But okay, we proved it last time, Neil, that we, there was no major outbreaks coming out of restaurants. Some of us have got massive venues where 10 people, you feel lost. There's no atmosphere. Yeah. You know, just talk to Ella Wolf Tasker there at, Lakehouse in Dalesford. People are complaining of the lack of atmosphere in the venue because 10 people in a large venue is unworkable. It's like being in, may as well stay home if you're going to be, but you know what I mean?
So what are Victoria?
It's a real unworkable number.
What do you want the public to do? When they're able, go and book in.
The public have been fantastic. As I said, I know all the friends that I've spoken to and the group that I'm involved with, we've been overwhelmed in the last 24 hours, or not even the announcement was, 17, 18 hours ago. Our phones have rung hot. Our online booking systems have jammed up because we've been overwhelmed with the support. Well, so we can just only thank the public for that. That's fabulous.
Good on you, Paul. Keep in touch, and it's good to hear you sounding brighter. It's got to be optimism, doesn't it, in this mood. I'll ask the health minister the things you have raised about 1 per 4 square metres.